Brothers and sisters, welcome. Can I get you all to take a seat? Can I get the kids to come up to the front to sit down? Can I get all the children to come up and sit on a front seat that we've reserved specially for you? Michael Thompson. Has anybody seen Sophia? Okay, good afternoon. Good afternoon, brothers and sisters, and welcome to this meeting of the Antioch community, a community of disciples on mission. That's what the Lord has called us to be, even in these times. For those of you who don't know me, my name is Arthur Delargy. I'm one of the coordinators. John's smiling because he doesn't know me. And I'll be leading us through this afternoon. So before I start, I know there are a few guests. All of you are special guests. And let me start with the people sitting beside you, Kyria. Who are they? Oh, you're coming up. Okay.
I always use the microphone because I just really don't like throwing my voice out. So, first of all, my beautiful, wonderful daughter who grew up in Antioch, Hannah, is here with her husband and their little daughter, Phoebe. So. And secondly, I would like to introduce Melanie, who's from Vancouver and will be with us here, hopefully for 2 years. Melanie from Vancouver.
Fantastic. And keeping it in the Sewell family, Joshua, who's that sitting next to you? Yeah, you can go do it from there if you like. You're a school teacher. Okay, welcome, Joel. And Mercy.
Well, I feel like I should go.
Since Kyria's done it.
Kyria's trailblazed from here. So I have just met two lovely ladies from Costa Rica via Sarah Bick's mother, and they are Bibiana and Katarina. They are here for 2 months, and they have a very special ministry. They're not from any sort of spirit community, but they have a special ministry for, I would say, the brokenhearted. And they are, it's a wonderful, anyway, they don't speak much English, so if you speak Spanish, please do go and talk to them afterwards, because I'll be out with the kids.
Bienvenidos, hermanas. That's my Spanish is now finished. I'm exhausted. Yeah. You're very welcome. Okay, you probably noticed we're a little bit thinner today. In fact, if you'd like to come up from the back, I'd encourage you to come up and fill these rows here because we are a bit smaller today, partly because there's a Kairos weekend going on this weekend, so most of the Koinonia people are away. It's also half term, and Dan and Neil are in Belfast this weekend. Thank you, Elizabeth. Dan and Neil are in Belfast this weekend for some important meetings of the European zone. So even though a number of people are away, the Lord is still with us, and we're going to worship the Lord, and we're going to raise the roof this afternoon, aren't we? We're going to raise the roof as we worship him and expect him to bless us with his presence this afternoon. So Greg's going to lead us in a few moments' time, and I just encourage us to just shake off any self-concern that we have, any worries that we have, and just enter into the presence of the Lord. And later on, we'll be hearing from Hugh, and that's continuing our series of fundamentals of our life in Antioch. And Hugh's going to be speaking on the challenging topic, the very challenging topic of men's and women's roles in Christian communities. So equal, different, and complementary. That's what Hugh's going to be speaking on. So we've got that to look forward to. And then we'll finish with a time of intercession. Okay, so, but I am going to ask the children some questions now, if I can disconnect this mic, Tom, without breaking it. So guys, do you know what that picture is?
Yeah.
Ah. I'm going to ask Matthias.
A picture of an elephant.
Okay. And what do you think the little small thing beside the elephant is? Okay. Marcus.
An ant?
It's an ant. How did you know it was an ant? You've got really good eyesight. Are you sure it's not an uncle? Okay, it's an ant. So what you see in this picture is something really big and really small. And so what we're going to talk about for the next few minutes is things that are really big and things that are really small. Okay, so I'm going to ask you guys some questions now, okay? And I noticed that Gaius isn't here, so you guys have to get all the answers, right? Because he always puts his hand up. I'm relying on you today. So the first question I've got for you, Matthew's going to put it up on the screen. Can you see it? Oh, maybe it hasn't come up yet. No, it hasn't come up. Okay, well, I'll ask you the question. What is the biggest mountain in the world? No, hold on. Let me do another one. What is the largest building in the world? What's it look
like? A skyscraper.
A skyscraper, yeah, but it's a particular skyscraper that's not on the screen. The tallest skyscraper in the world. The tallest building in the world.
Alex Doyle is.
Alex Doyle, where are you? Oh, hold on.
Burj Eiffel?
Oh, good guess, but that's not the right answer this time. Kai, do you know what the tallest skyscraper in the world is? The world's biggest building? Alex Doyle knows. Let's ask him.
I thought it was the Burj Khalifa.
Matthew, is he right?
Oh.
Oh, mate. So, right now, the Burj Khalifa is the tallest building in the world, but in a few years' time, it will not be the tallest building in the world. It's 830 meters high. But interestingly, the tallest building in the world for 500 years was Lincoln Cathedral. It was 83 meters high. So the Burj Khalifa is how much higher than Lincoln Cathedral? How many times higher? Anybody want to guess, other than Alex?
1,020.
Well, that's a good guess, but it's 10. It's 10 times higher, the Burj Khalifa, than Lincoln Cathedral. Right, another question, Matthew. What is the world's highest mountain? I'm going to ask Alex.
I'm not Alex.
Oh.
It's Andrew.
I'm going to ask Andrew.
Mount Everest.
Mount Everest. Is he right? Mount Everest is the tallest mountain in the world, and all those mountains in the Himalayas are really tall. Now, how much higher is Mount Everest than the Burj Khalifa? You're getting closer. It's 10 times, right? So Mount Everest is 10 times taller than the Burj Khalifa, which means it's 100 times taller than Lincoln Cathedral, okay? Have you ever been on an airplane and you fly right up into the clouds and then it levels off? Have you ever been in an airplane and you're able to look down and see the ground? Okay? You've seen it before. Okay. So if you imagine that you're looking down to see the ground, that's the same height as Mount Everest is. 8,800 meters is 35,000 feet, roughly, and that's how high Mount Everest is. So if you were looking down from the top of Mount Everest all the way down to the ground, that's how high it would be. Okay, so it's pretty high, isn't it? Okay, next question. What is the world's deepest ocean? Oh. I can't stretch all the way. Okay, you might have to come here a little bit. Thank you.
The Bermuda Triangle?
The Bermuda Triangle? It's a good guess. Should I ask anybody else? I'm gonna ask Alex. Because I asked Andrew before and called him Alex.
I just went to the airplane.
You just went on the airplane?
Yeah.
So you know how high I was talking about. Well done. All right.
The Pacific.
The Pacific Ocean, that's right, but it's a particular part of the Pacific Ocean, right, Matthew? Let's have a look. And again. So it's a place called Challenger Deep in the Marianas Trench, and it's even deeper than Mount Everest is high. It's almost 12,000 meters deep. So, and it's so deep that it's the darkest place on Earth because sunlight doesn't get there. So can you imagine Mount Everest sinking beneath the sea and not being able to see it? Okay, so that's the world's deepest ocean. So the next question is, what is this? Anybody know?
The Earth.
The Earth. Well done, Sophie. Okay. And the next question is, what is this?
The... I don't remember.
Solar system?
Not the solar system.
I think Nepal.
Nepal. That's a good guess.
The Milky Way?
It's not the Milky Way either. One of the adults told you what it is. Anybody want to have another guess? Luciana, what do you think?
I don't know.
Shall I tell you guys, or do you want to have one more guess?
An ant?
It's not an ant.
I think it's just a star, but just from very, very far away.
That's a close answer, but believe it or not, that is the Earth. Yes, the first picture is of the Earth from 2 million miles away. So it's from Jupiter looking back at the Earth. And the second picture is from the Earth, is off the Earth from 4 billion miles away. So in one picture you see this beautiful thing that God has created. In the other picture you see this tiny, tiny dot. And on that tiny, tiny dot is Mount Everest and the Marianas Trench and the Burj Khalifa and you and me, right? So even though it seems very, very small, let's go on to the next slide, Matthew. Even though it seems very, very small, it's not really, because we're here. And because the God who we love holds all of us in his hands. He holds the world in his hands, but he holds all of us in his hands as well. And that's really important, isn't it? Because we think our lives are so small, but God says to us, your lives are important to me. Can you see that little verse that says, God has you in the palm of his hand. So just like he holds the universe, the earth, he holds every single one of you and me and all of us in the palm of his hand as well. So we're going to sing a song now, and Auntie Rebecca and Auntie Kira are going to help us with the words and actions, and we're going to try and get the adults to join in just like last time as well. We'll see how we succeed, but I'm confident that Auntie Kira, being a teacher, will make us all join in. So let's all stand, and I'll give a hand over to Auntie Kira for the song that Matthew's put up.
Okay, and the words say, our God is a great big God. Can you say, our God is a great big God? And he holds us in his hand. So Auntie Kiria will teach you the words. Go, Auntie Kiria.
Right,
and the actions.
Our God is a great big God. And that's repeated, our God is a great big God. And he holds us in his hand. He's higher than a skyscraper, and he's deeper than a submarine. You have to go up and down. That's your workout for the day, okay? He's wider than the universe, and he's beyond my wildest dreams. And he, Hannah, what's the note? I think you. And he knows me, and he loves me. Since before the world began, how wonderful to be a part of God's amazing plan. Right?
Thank you. Okay.
We got it.
Right. If you know it, please sing loudly. We need Hannah, really.